and welcome everybody to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, here for another Saturday. My gosh, it seems like it was yesterday. I can't remember what I did the last 6 to 7 days, but it seems like I haven't left this place, which is fine with me. It's like a second home. I love behind the microphone. I love the atmosphere of the radio, and I love the seasoned oak spokes that are around me all the time. This room is packed full of great seasoned oak spokes. I think for time's sake, though, I'm going to introduce everybody myself. To my left is my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown. Colonel, it's good to see you. To my right, my special guest host for today, Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group. Melinda, it's good to see you as well. Judge Andy Isaacs in. It's always a pleasure, Judge.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Now, I have another special guest in. It's Wayne Kyle, Chris Kyle's dad. But Wayne is a man of his own right, and he is... Wayne, what is it? What's your actual position with the American Valor Foundation when it comes to the board aspect of it?
As low as you can get.
As low as you can get. But we've got him here today. Great guy. And we're going to be talking all about the foundation. So please get your note-taking material ready. Behind me, I've got left and right, Bill Huffman, the Ditch Doctor, my former producer. And then we've got Senior Sergeant Brian Washko, DPS. The guy's a 10-foot brick wall, I swear. Don't mess with him in a dark alley. You will lose. The number here, if you want to call, is 254-697-6633. We're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale at KRXT 98.5 FM. Facebooking live at aaronsgunshop.com. You get to see all of our pretty faces. Once the show is done, it's put into podcast form, sent over to the podcast department, and you can listen to it on Podbean, Apple, Spotify, and tons of downloads happening. So why don't you add to it, check them out, lots of programs to listen to. I want to thank all my sponsors. Couldn't do the program without my sponsors, all the people in the private sector who donate money on a monthly basis. And you can do the same, too, if you go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and in the middle of the page, there's a donation button. If you feel led to do so on a monthly basis to donate, it will be greatly appreciated. It takes a lot of money to keep two radio stations performing this show on a monthly basis, so your help is greatly appreciated. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and like us on Facebook. Now, with that, the one who keeps it all together, the glue in the room, is my board operator, Shelby Meyer. Shelby, say hi.
I'm in a tiny chair today. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was okay. It was my first Friday night final show, but, you know, I'm going to perfect it like I do with this show.
Tell everybody what you're doing so they can listen to you later.
I do that on on Fridays after the game. He says, like, stay tuned for Shelby Meyer and the Friday night final show.
Well, today's Saturday, so tell everybody on today's show.
I do the Friday night final show.
So she was at work at midnight last night.
When all you guys are laying in bed asleep, here's Shelby working real hard. Crazy.
Learning the foosball.
Let me set the table with the time I got before the first break. And then if I got some time left over, we can chatter. We're going to be doing the devotional. We've got some announcements. True stories at the 11:30 to 11:45 mark. It depends on how things are going. Word of the day in a moment. Quote of the day. Colonel, get ready. The judge. Katie from Moz. The Colonel doing his constitutional segment. Melinda, can you give me a tease as to what you're doing?
I'm going to give a quick update on bees, and then Wendy, you got to go to the ER or the hospital conversation.
Oh, no. Okay. What a scary thought. Let's see. Let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633 and put that word in a sentence, and the colonel gives you a thumbs up. You win something, a cup. Lunch, meals at Moz, all sorts of stuff, okay? The word of the day is proudly. Proudly. It's an adverb. Definition. With a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction. It comes from the headline, Donald Trump defiant declares he will proudly be arrested in Georgia. And I've said this a long time ago. Those impeachments he has should be medals on his chest. Medals of honor that he stood up to corrupt political processes. A defiant former President Donald Trump has declared he will proudly present himself at the Fulton County Jail. This was last Thursday. For arrest charges related to grand jury, blah, 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 blah. So, give me a call. Put the word proudly into a sentence. Colonel, what's your quote of the day, sir?
Well, it goes right along with what you just said. Surrender? I have not yet begun to fight.
Okay.
Which was said while a guy was standing on the deck of the Bonham Richard. Now, It could have been Trump in the courtroom looking at his mugshot, but it wasn't.
Hey, man, that guy is such a marketer. He's already taken his mugshot, putting it on shirts, cups, whatever, and he's going to make a killing.
Well, that mugshot, if you look at it, if you were a Democrat that knew they were trading on the wrong side of the law when they were doing this, I think they should be intimidated a little bit.
You know, Colonel, I told you, just 1 second, Bill, I told you where I come from a very dark part of town up in New York, and I got no problem with it. I got lots of brothers and sisters that I'm great friends with. I was watching a video of a man from the hood, and he goes, you know, some people can't relate with the politics because there's these uppity ups who've never been arrested. So here you got Donald Trump, been arrested. He's one of us. And I think that guy's the best way to go. He's great, fantastic. God bless America and go Trump. I mean, they're backfiring by doing this.
Yep. He's getting a lot of street cred by being held up by his arms.
And if this makes you mad, go to DonaldJTrump.com, pull your wallet out, and show him how angry you are.
Yeah, good point. Boycott the ones you don't like. Donate to the ones you do.
Yeah. Watch out for WinRed, though. They'll kill you with follow-ups.
Just as a follow-up, never surrender. I think we just did that. Okay. CNN host. This is interesting. Not really, but it is. CNN host Jake Tapper admits Trump was right. Biden was wrong about Hunter Biden in 2020 presidential debate. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if these people in CNN and other lamestream medias are admitting over and over again, don't you think that the other stuff that's being thrown at him, like Russia, 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 and all these other things, it's baloney. They are scared to death. They're going to lose this election. They will do anything to do anything they can to get Trump out of the picture. And I don't doubt that taking him out physically isn't on the list.
The Red Chinese, the Chinese Communist Party, is very definitely capable of trying to attempt an assassination. And they absolutely, he hurt China with his tariffs and stuff, and they do not want that. And he stopped $500 billion worth of intellectual property theft.
Colonel, I did this one for you. Headline for New York Times guest essay changed after originally claiming elections are bad for democracy. Why don't you clarify?
Do you go to college to be this stupid? I mean, God, this is just ridiculous.
Well, wait a minute. There's hidden words. Words mean things. Colonel,
yeah.
Explain.
Well, this was the same way with the debate. And it's the big chyron at the bottom of the Fox screen said democracy. And it's not. We're a constitutional republic, although they don't follow the Constitution, which makes us no longer a republic.
That's right.
So the democracy is another word for socialism.
That's right.
And, of course, if you vote, that's a bad thing for democracy.
And Lewis changed the word democracy when he was writing the communist introduction to the teachers' unions and starting that up. He swapped democracy for socialist. And anytime you hear a Democrat say democracy, that Trump is a danger to our democracy, what they're saying is Trump is a danger to socialism.
Amen to that. Here's a report. Biden administration welds, you're talking about welding, welds Arizona border wall gates open.
So that the pronghorn antelope can get back and forth. I assure you it's absolutely for no other reason.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And he's selling off the parts of the stacked steel for less than 1 cent on the dollar.
Bill Huffman, you know me. You know I've said this many a times. And that is, any situation in life can be solved with an episode of Star Trek.
Absolutely.
But here I got a problem.
So have we decided that that Joe Biden is a tribble? All he does is eat gray poop and make more tribbles.
Yeah. George Takei, Sulu, compares the GOP opposition to transgender procedures for children to Japanese-American internment during World War II.
Oh, my.
Give me a freaking break, Sulu.
Yeah.
Since we're talking Japanese, Japan to release Fukushima nuclear wastewater into the ocean.
Oh, but it's okay. They said it's okay.
Yeah, this is last Thursday. Yeah. So don't eat fish for a while. Like 20 years, maybe.
Ever.
I bring this article back up because it really irritated me. Kid Rock spotted drinking Bud Light months after shooting up cans of it to protest Dylan Mulvaney partnership. Now, Colonel, Bill, we did this article on the other show, and we said how Netflix was promoting twerking with little kids. I canceled my membership. I haven't gone back. Here you got a guy making a big hit with his short, shooting up beer cans, and now he's spotted drinking Bud Light. Give me a break, man.
He's got a taste for good beer. It was a good beer at one point.
Not the point, Colonel. Not the point. Family-run farm, I love this one, begs tourists to stop stripping naked for photos. Quote, please keep your clothes on. Now, this is a good marketer.
It scares the livestock.
See, the problem is the ones that we would want to see naked are not there.
Amen.
That's the ones that are getting there that we don't want to see.
Let's put a twist on this. Let's say the people who are complaining are saying, you know, we've got a product here. If we say this, more people will come.
300 pounds, I don't want to see it.
Okay, this one, 20 seconds. I got to say this one. Louisville police rescue captive woman chained to the floor of a home in a dramatic body cam video. Very, very sad. It's guys like that I want to pin up against a wall and waste a 50-cent round on them. We're going to take a break. Be back in three.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron's Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Handicap Adventure Radio program. Again, if you want to be part of the show, give me a call here at 697-6633, of course, area code 254. And the house is full. Judge Andy Isaacs, Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group, Wayne Kyle, the American Valor Foundation, the Colonel, my wingman, Bill Huffman, Brian Washko, Shelby Meyer, my board operator, and you, the listening audience. Look, I'm going to finish up this highlights, last one. I said too many times in one sentence.
We gotta call.
This is a good note. Armed Good Samaritan shoots suspect who allegedly knocked out elderly man in restaurant bathroom. I had so many downers, I had to lift it back up, okay? So here you go. Now, without further ado, I want to introduce once again Judge Andy. Andy Isaacs. I have asked Andy some time ago, what, 3 years ago probably?
Yeah, three or four.
To come on the program to do a revival prayer for the nation. We all need to scream up to the Lord in unison and bug him like the widow bugged the judge. And I'm bugging you now, so go ahead.
Amen. You know, one of the things that we run into, and I can tell you, Brian, we back this up, is that we have too many people having kids and not raising them. I saw a guy the other day that at the church, and he was all his hand all wrapped up. And I said, "Man, what do you got? What'd you do?" He said, "Oh, my dog bit me." I told him the name of the dog, and I said, "Yeah." I said, "She's one of the nicest dogs." Yeah, but I was messing with her puppies. She didn't like me messing with her puppies. Two or three days later, I ran into a guy at Walmart, and he's limping. I said, "What's wrong with you? What are you limping for?" He said, "Oh, a hog bit me." "What a hog bit you for?" I said, "Well, I was messing with her baby pigs, and she didn't like me messing with her baby pigs, so she got bit." I said, one time when I was a kid, I chased a field lark half a day. He would fly down and flutter, and I'd run over and try to catch him. He'd take off. And what it was he was keeping me away from our nest. We got too many people. We got dogs and hogs and field larks take care of their babies, and we got grown people don't take care of them. They do not understand that their responsibility is to take care of their children once they have them. If you don't want to have children, don't have sex. I guarantee you can't have them without that. So we've got too many parents that I've had in my courtroom that wanted to be their kids' friends and didn't understand why I was coming down on them for them not going to school. But this year, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going to see if I can't arrange for some parents to get some rest over here at the Milam County.
Three hots and a cot?
Yeah, that's right. Got it over here at the Milam County, a hot spot. We got.
I don't know. I don't know, Judge. But thing seems kind of full from the reports I hear.
Well, it is full. We're going to probably have to get tents or something, set them up outside. But the deal is our number one responsibility, Shelby's number one responsibility in this world, is to take care of them two little babies. Raise them right, make them respect things. We've got too many people out there that think they're supposed to be friends instead of their kids' parents. You can be their friend when they turn 21 and they're not living in your house.
And education is a parent's responsibility and not the state's responsibility.
That's right.
And if we don't get the state out of our education, we are in deep trouble.
It's going to get worse and worse. I've got a little book, and I've brought it up here before, called The New England Primer. It's not very big. But let me tell you, I guarantee you there's high school kids that can't read it and pass the questions in it. There's no way. Not today. So we've got to get back to the basics of what life is about. And I've said this about a billion times, but I'm going to keep saying it until it starts happening. We got to read our Bible, pray, and seek Jesus. We do those three things, we're in good shape. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, help us to be more Christ-like. Lord, help us to be stronger than hogs, dogs, and felarks. Help us to take care of our own better than that. Lord, help us to reach out and do the right things that we need to do. Lord, I'm amazed at what I'm seeing. I'm amazed at the level that we've fallen to, and we're not to the bottom yet. So, Lord, help us. Help us to read our Bibles. Help us to pray. Help us to seek Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, MSRMinistries.org is a website. You can Google us in Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas, 512-455-2552. We have a trail ride at the 23rd, 24th, I think, of September, but then we have the vets out the 1st of October. The 4th through the 8th, I think, is when the dates are on that. I have to look at that and make sure. But we'll have them from Camp Hope. Looking forward to them. God bless you. Appreciate it.
I want to add something to this. Ladies and gentlemen, there's many organizations out there. Andy's is one of them that does fantastic things. And there's a lot of people out there like you who are into it. Some are into one thing, some are into another thing. Well, look, you need to pray about this. You need, if you've got money and don't know what to do with it, now's the time and the opportunity for you to invest into people's futures. I understand about investing, but I also understand about investing in people's futures. If you're one of those who are into what Andy does with him and Rita Kay down there, then donate some money.
Somebody say 501c3.
Yeah, that's right. We're 501c3, and we have no paid staff.
He does a great job. My kids went there. They had a great time. He did a fantastic job. I mean, just my kids are awesome anyway. But, you know, so you didn't have much of a hard time with that one, did you, Andy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, their mother does a good job of raising them.
I just beat them up. Okay. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time to a long list of people, and I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. And today will be no different. So what I did was I picked out one from this week. I think it's Monday's devotional. But I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire Tire. Been dealing with them for 20-plus years. They've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They got 4773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Today's devotional reads... Good morning. There are things we want, things we want to do, things we want to accomplish. Proverbs 19, verse 21. Many are the plans in the mind of man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. I continue. Write it down. Make plans. Strategize. Proverbs 16, 9. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps.
That's right.
I continue. Be at peace, relax, and understand. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. And I close. The closer our relationship with the Lord, the easier it seems to accept how life is delivered. Let's all draw near to him. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Okay, word of the day. Colonel, get ready for your quote again, sir. Word of the day is proudly. It's an adverb. Definition: with a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction. Comes from this headline: Donald Trump defiant declares he will proudly be arrested in Georgia. Give me a call. Put that word in a sentence. If the colonel likes it, you get a prize. Colonel, what you got?
All right. Now, this quote was from the American Revolutionary War period. And since we don't teach history in our schools anymore, you won't know this unless you look it up. Surrender, I have not yet begun to fight. This was a famous quote. When I was being educated, that was 65 years ago, more than that. So it is important that we teach history and some of the famous people and wonderful patriots that made this country possible.
Wayne Kyle, if you wouldn't mind, sir, coming up to the mic, I want to introduce you again. We were talking about Andy and Morningstar Ranch. And some people are maybe into that. You have a foundation as well that takes donations. I'm just going to move the mic so it's closer to the mouth. Okay. First of all, welcome again, Wayne. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. We've only got like 2.5 minutes, so what I'd like to do is just a real small encapsulation until we get to talk to you a little bit later in the program. But what are you doing? What's the foundation and how people can maybe contribute?
Foundation is American Valor Foundation. Website, AmericanValorFoundation.org. And we support veterans, first responders, and their respective families anytime there's a need. And believe me, there is plenty of opportunity for need out there with both of these different types of communities. And we just we're very, very blessed to be able to reach out as Andy and his organization, which we also support them in helping. And
you know, Wayne, it's just like radio. Every minute, somebody new's coming on board. Okay, there may be some people who don't know who you are, or what relationship you have, and reason why you have this foundation. Could you speak on that for a minute?
Well, that's that's one of the things that we actually try to shy away from. I don't know if everybody understands, but I think a lot of people out there know who Chris Kyle is. Chris is my son. And we, like I say, we're very blessed to be able to do what we do. And when Chris was tragically taken from us in 2013, my wife and I and our youngest son, Jeff, sat down and we knew that we needed to carry on Chris's legacy of what he was doing. He had, was helping veterans and first responders. And so we created the American Valor Foundation, and we give back 100%.
And we're going to be talking about that in most fully in the 11 o'clock hour. We've got a show that's chock full of information, entertainment. So stand by. We're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we should have Katie on the line. Wayne, thank you. We'll be talking to you much more in the very near future. Be back in three.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buckholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. I'm getting my blood pressure taken as we speak. I can just see it's going to be spiked. Yeah, that's crazy. That's ridiculous. No. I'm a 120, I'm a 120, 118 over a 80-something.
Well, not right now, you are.
Yeah, because I'm running around, jumping up and down. You got this thing on here. The mic's hot. I'm talking to people. Stressing, man. I'm stressed out.
I can show you some good numbers.
Welcome back, everybody. The Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. You know what I call you, Melinda? I call you the Queen of Prep. That's your nickname with me, is the Queen of Prep.
Balance money, balance life.
Okay. Now, I've got... This is our scratch and sniff section of the program.
I don't like it. Since you said that about Biden,
no. You can't call it that anymore. You're ruined. No, it's scratch and sniff. We're going to... I don't know if can you hear that?
We've got, we have to go down.
We got Katie on the line from Ma's Place. It's always a pleasure to have Katie. And Katie, welcome to the program. Make sure your radio's down. And what's on the menu today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk to me now.
All right. I wrote it down. Give me 1 second. This way I wouldn't forget.
139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights, Ma's Place. We got Katie on the line. She's about to read to us a delicious menu. So get ready to take it down, or actually you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, and click on the icon for Ma's, and boom, there it is. But Katie, tell us.
Okay. So our specials today, we have a chicken zucchini squash casserole with salad. And I think my mom kind of threw a whole bunch of stuff together in that one. It tastes really good.
Well, that's what it tastes the best, is when you're just throwing this, that, and the other, and you know it tastes good, and it comes out beautiful.
Yes. And then we have our country combo, which is our chicken fried steak and our deep fried chicken breast with two sides super salad. And then we have our New York strip steak with two sides super salad.
Now, I've got Senior Sergeant Brian Wash going here. That one chicken fried steak, would you have a tray that would cover three or four for one person's meal?
What am I, some kind of water bottle?
I mean, that's, the country combo, you can actually feed two people.
Wow, two people. So,
if you ever looked at it, it's two pieces of different meat. One is a chicken fried steak, and the other is a deep fried chicken breast. So it's two meats on one plate.
Now, Brian, when you're with your wife and you order that, do you, like, stick her in the hand with your fork, say, it's mine, it's mine?
No, she wants to eat the whole thing.
Okay. All right, Katie, what else you got? All right, Katie.
This morning we have Egg Benedict. We have the ham steak. And then we have our steak as well. So...
All right. Well, listen, everybody. They've got some great eats over there. Ma's Place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. What's the number there, Katie, the phone number?
B254-699-0011.
And correct me when I go wrong. If they get you before they get to the register and say they are Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program listener, they get 10% off the price. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. And the onion rings...
And
are big enough for a small dog to jump.
Next Saturday, I'll be able to give you an update about across the street.
Fantastic. We all wait anxiously to hear the news. You tell everybody there we said hi, have a great day, prosper, and we'll be thinking about you and all the great food, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. Colonel Rafer Brown, my wingman, take it away, sir.
All right. None dare to call it treason. But today I'd like to again thank my long-term sponsor, Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3, Bill Schumann. He's going to retire after this, not going to run for office again. But we have really appreciated his support, and he's done a whole lot for Bell County.
Yes, thank you, Bill. Appreciate that.
And surrender, I have not yet begun to fight. That was Admiral John Paul Jones when he was standing on the Bonham Richard and he was engaging with the British, and the British had just fired a broadside at him. When you have a ship, all the cannons are down the side, and if they get a broadside at you, that's supposed to this. But what they hadn't thought about was the fact that he was just moving into position for a point-blank range broadside at them, and it did not turn out well for the British. But anyway, none dare to call it treason.
treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. That's the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, Clause 1.
Oh, man, that opens up a can of worms right there, Colonel.
And I want to point out, this is the only crime that is specifically defined in the Constitution. Now, the penalty was left up to the Congress, and this could be hanging or anything less. Now, treason, aiding and adhering to their enemies. Who is an enemy of the United States? Well, we were a constitutional republic when we were founded. And anybody who wants to change us from a constitutional republic to anything else is an enemy of the United States. And those who aid them would be our Congress. But we'll get into this. All right, let's list a few things in our past where treason has occurred and we have not had the courage or the fortitude to say it. World War II. Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his staff start the war by antagonizing the Japanese and then baiting them to attack obsolete battleships by moving the Pacific Fleet from San Diego to Pearl Harbor. We had broken both of the Japanese diplomatic and naval codes in 1938-1939, and FDR knew of the plan to attack Pearl Harbor and concealed it from the military. Then he tried to court-martial the military commanders to cover his own butt. This was treason and resulted in the death of about 2,400 U.S. military personnel and civilians. This was treason, and it was committed by the Democrat Party to start a war to make the country take on the United Nations. The Senate approves without authority the United Nations Charter, which gave away American sovereignty. Under Article 6, only treaties made under the authority of the United States are the supreme law of the land. The states were formed by the Declaration of Independence and have never surrendered their sovereignty to the U.S. government to give away. All right, there are 13 at the start sovereign states with all the rights and privileges of any sovereign state in the world. They still have those. It has not changed. It is only our lack of leadership. Governor Abbott, you do not have to sue the federal government in federal court in order to enforce the Constitution. Reread Article 6. It is your duty. You take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. The only way you can do this is to stand up, or in this case, just say no. Say no. That's all you have to do. You don't have to stand up. I apologize. That was as bad as a Biden slip there with the chair.
There was no intention in that, though.
That was a meaning backbone. You've got to have the backbone to say no. The Tonkin Gulf, the Vietnam War, Brzezinski, Kissinger, and LBJ, and other leftists plotted to get the U.S. into a war to make us more flexible. So the Gulf of Tonkin incident that was used as a reason to bomb North Vietnam and start the conflagration, I won't call it a war, because it was all set up to destroy the American wealth and kill American young people. I served two tours in Vietnam, 212 times. I made the decision to launch and into combat with not knowing the outcome. I thought I was doing something for my country. It turns out that the treasonous leadership in our country was giving away our targets, the F-105 guys. They forced them to fly 10, 2, and 4 into Vietnam. They passed the targets to the North Vietnamese via the United Nations. When the B-52s went in to North Vietnam, the North Vietnamese had the targets before the B-52 crews had the targets again. So we've got a real problem with our government committing treason against our country. Weaponization of the FBI and the Department of Justice. We see that right now, and this is treason against, they're not supporting the United States. They are supporting foreign entities that want to destroy us.
Ladies and gentlemen, some of this stuff you may be going to say, what? What's he talking about? I understand. I totally understand. That's why you need to do your homework. Once you do your homework, you'll start seeing how these all fall into place. But if you don't do your homework and you just listen to headlines and bullet points, you're going to be manipulated, just like most, the majority of this nation, and have your head in the sand because you're not going past the headline and the bullet points. Go into the third, fourth, and fifth paragraphs of the story, and that's pretty much where the truth is. We're going to take a break. Be back. No? Okay, well, now that we've talked like this, I have no more time, right?
No, but now time is gone.
Okay, be back in three.
Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. High Cap Adventure Radio program, finishing up the first hour, final segment with the Colonel. We got two more hours to go. Special guest
Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group, also Wayne Kyle from the American Valor Foundation. Lots coming up, so stand by. I also have another special guest calling up on the phone at around 10:45 this morning, Jason Bain. The guy should be in a spy movie, Jason Bain. Tattoos all over his arms. You see him shooting. He shoots all these guns. He makes gun parts. It's, you know, should be a spy movie. But right now, I have the Colonel. Colonel, why don't you continue on with what you're doing?
All right, we're talking about none dare call it treason, and adhering to the enemies of the United States and giving them aid and comfort. So let's go on with Biden. China giving all kinds of good trade deals and product orders to China in preference to U.S. firms, forcing our money to our enemy. The Chinese Communist Party has sworn to defeat us. They have released the bioweapon, COVID, and the poison known as a vaccine against the United States. And in order to poison this many people, you have to own some big pharma companies, and they own Pfizer and Moderna are the principal majority owner of those two companies is the Chinese Communist Party. Interesting. All right, so let's get on some more. Obama authorized a $1 billion payment to Ukraine, and Biden stepped in to demand that the Ukraine prosecutor Shulkin be fired because he was investigating Burisma Oil, where Hunter was grafting millions of dollars. So then there's the other Solyndra $500 million solar panel project up in New York. This was another Democrat operation, and it immediately went out of business after, I think it was Obama that gave them the $500 million. Biden, Russia, the wife of the mayor of Moscow gave him about $3 million, I think it was. For what? For something that was not in the interest, aiding and abetting our enemies. EPA treason. Let's look at this one. The Environmental Protection Agency doesn't care anything about the environment. They don't care about that. That's a tool that they use. So this is my theory, is that the EPA was formed specifically to use various phony environmental gimmicks to drive our petrol dollars to our Muslim enemies who dance and swear to murder us. Now, they are setting aside vast reserves for the future. These large wilderness areas, millions of acres, millions of acres. And when the Chinese Communist Party, this is, they're saving it for when the Chinese Communist Party has taken over our country, because 85% of our eligible voters sit on their behinds and put no self into self-government. That was a critique of the people, that we have a primary election coming up next year. And if you're part of the 85% that stay home, I'm talking to you. And if you're part of the 15%, please go get one additional conservative voter to go with you to the polls. The EPA's job is to carry out the Council on Foreign Relations mission of one world socialist government by destroying the strength of the United States. Mentioning the Council on Foreign Relations that was formed after World War I to destroy American sovereignty. Their goal is one world socialist government. And if you look through our State Department, almost all the members, the cabinet, are all members of the CFR. Anybody who is an active member of the CFR is committing treason, because they are trying to subvert the constitutional republic that was formed. The EPA, CO2 pipelines. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. Carbon dioxide is not bad. It is plant food. The higher the carbon dioxide and the higher the level, the temperature, the more life flourishes on Earth. There is nothing that shows that higher carbon dioxide and higher temperatures are any kind of a catastrophe. This is all hype used to take money and property away from the people. The Texas Railroad Commissioners, and there are three of them, are in charge of pipelines and have not stopped the carbon capture pipeline projects that are being proposed in Texas. Huge pipelines to take carbon dioxide from western Texas and pump it into caverns in, I think, north of Houston down there, salt caverns. COVID is a bioweapon. You do not pick up the rat poison just because you find a couple of dead rats. You leave it out for as long as there are rats that will eat the bait. It's the same way with this COVID vaccine. If you are silly enough to take the COVID vaccine, you are being poisoned.
Colonel, do me a favor. Recap in 30 seconds why you're reading all these things in case
this
somebody just
is
came in.
Treason. We dare not call it treason. Things that have happened, we have committed. We have called very few people in our history treasonous, and we let it go by. Almost our entire government has actually committed the constitutional definition of treason.
And these things that you're reading are evidence of that.
Are examples of this. So let's go on with a couple more here. The CCP, Chinese Communist Party, is a main partner in both Pfizer and Moderna. So we know it takes a lot of rat poison. It kills 2 billion people. And this is what the environmentalists and those people who want to commit genocide against, that's actually society against the whole world. Fauci funded the Wuhan lab. He lied about it. Our government funded the invention of the COVID bioweapon. It is not a virus. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book discloses the real Dr. Fauci. You need to look this up. It's available as a video, as an audio book, and it is just destroys you if you read this.
Colonel, would you not agree the first one who plants the seed of the way things are is much more secure in getting their attitude changed? Let me clarify that again. The lamestream media has been putting out this product of this is the way it is, and then the people who suck it into their brains, it is doubly hard to show them the actual truth.
Sometimes it's very hard because the entire media operation, this was one of the 43 communist goals, to take over all of media, and that they have been successful. The films, the video, the TV, the newspapers, print articles, and even the Temple Daily Telegram. I was reading several articles in there, and they all are full of propaganda about climate change and global warming and all kinds of stuff.
From Associated Press, UPI, it's all...
That's it. So it makes it very hard. You have to go to something like the Epoch Times, Epoch Times newspaper, and other internet areas to get the truth. All right. Biden selling parts of the wall for less than a penny on the dollar. That's bad business, and it may not be exactly treason, but Biden and the EPA weld open 128 gates, as Matt mentioned, along the border for pronghorn antelope to come through, right? Okay, the SEC is suing Elon Musk for only hiring American citizens. Election fraud. Oops, you cannot allege or think that in Georgia. That's a crime to point out that. And if the Epoch Times had a two-page spread of all the different irregularities during the election in Georgia. January 6th, red flag ops. There is plenty of video out there to watch now. It's being released and pried out by Freedom of Information. Antifa, pictures of Antifa changing clothes in the bushes and putting on Trump gear from boxes. And there's one picture in some of the video where there are six or so red capes going down this hallway. They're all folded in exactly the same place, and they all have on the cheap red hats that don't have any embroidery on them and claiming to be Trump supporters when they're actually insurrectionists. Washington, D.C. police promote Ashley Babbitt's shooter to captain. This whole thing. Okay, evidence destroyed by the Democrat J6 committee does not have to be found or reconstructed just because it would prove the J6 is a red flag event and free all the J6 political prisoners. And these political prisoners, you really can't believe the gulag that they're being kept in, and they're being kept away from their families, away from their constitutionally authorized lawyers or support. You're allowed to have defense. None would dare call it by its real name, treason. And we can't even mention the nationwide organized Democrat voter fraud with simultaneous stopping of vote counting high-profile states across the nation at the exact same time. The video of ballot counting continuing by only four workers who pulled out a suitcase of ballots, recounted stacks of ballots, and adjudicated without witness thousands of ballots. This was Georgia. I'm the colonel, and I'm out, and I'm not posting bail.
All right. That's a lot of stuff to comprehend if you haven't been paying attention. You've probably all heard about it, but you're just like, oh, it's just another thing in American history. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the things that take down a country of ours. If you're not paying attention, if you're not being involved, getting involved, if you're not...
putting self in self-government.
Correct. If you can't decipher or take out the trash in the sense of what's garbage that's being given to you over the airwaves and what's not. Look, my credibility is on the line here. I push the envelope on things because I see it and I've done my homework. But to put it out there on the airwaves for you, the maybe, air quote, brand new listener, I'm taking a risk. You might think I got two or three heads. That guy's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, then do your homework. Check it out and you'll be petrified and swallow the red pill. Be back at top of the hour with Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now 254-605-0610 or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host. We're simulcasting right now, right here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at Rockdale 98.5 FM, KRXT. You can check us out live at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page there. You'll check it out live. Give me a call here in the studio if you got a question or a comment, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, all these programs are put into podcast form, sent over to the podcast department, wrapped up into a pretty package, and you can listen to it on Apple, Spotify, and Podbean. We're getting thousands of downloads. It's fantastic. Share it with everybody you know. I want to thank all my sponsors, all my private donators. Private donators? Is that right?
It's just the way you said it.
Donators.
Like it was a Terminator.
Terminator. Speaking of Terminator, you got to, speaking of Terminator, why don't you show Trumpinator and do your joke?
He's been popping up. Okay, this is slightly inappropriate, but not too much to be cut off of air. So, this is a slightly inappropriate joke. I've got the Trumpinator, and I've got Matt's little bobbleheads, and if you go on Facebook, you'll be able to see them talk to each other. I got a little joke. It's just on the borderline of inappropriate, but it won't shut me off.
I'll tell you what. You say the joke. I'll hold the bobblehead so this way you can speak into the mic.
Are you going to do it right?
No, you hold the bobbleheads. Go ahead. Just make sure you get in the mic.
Okay. I'm going to try. Well, I'm going to be like this. I need the other one. There we go. Hold on. This is something I turned on him last minute. Okay, here we go.
It's okay. We can adjust.
Okay, here's the Trumpinator, and he's talking to Matt, and he's like, "Hey, Matt, you want to know what? You want to know a funny joke? Yeah, sure, I want to know a funny joke. Okay, well, they heard that they're going to change the name of Hurricane Hillary. You want to know why? You want to know why, Matt?
Yeah, I know. I want to know why. Why?
Because it blew a little too hard. Its name is Monica. Oh!
Okay, that was worth it. That was worth it. Touche. Good job. Fine, right? It's just like a classic cigar. It never gets old. But I'm bump. Okay. Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group, the queen of prep. Melinda, it's always a pleasure to have you in here.
Good morning. Okay, so you can get hold of us at 254-899-9944, bowlesfinancialgroup.com. Balanced money, balanced life segment. We're going to talk about just a couple of things. We have an update today. We are going to get to remove our honey. So we've got a honey date after lunch, technically speaking, with the bees, not the honey. So we'll be removing our honey for the first time. So that's what we're doing this afternoon. Secondly,
I hear that's buzzing around. It's the big buzz of the day.
It's the big buzz of the day. It's doing the honey.
Okay,
we also want to talk about today. I thought this was kind of relevant since we had an incident at my house a few weeks ago. But when is it time to go to the ER or the hospital?
I'm not going. I am not going.
Right. So
I've got a 50-cent solution for that.
So what can we do to not go to the hospital? Well, one of the things that we do is we keep a blood pressure machine on the table. If you can see that, you can either do one like that or you can do a little wrist one, which is great. We keep a journal.
Don't do it while you're doing a radio show or like in between with commercials because your blood pressure skyrocketed.
Right. Yeah. Matt did his while ago and it was really bad. So in addition to taking your blood pressure on a daily basis, you know, I think that is probably the one indicator that something is going awry that you need to pay attention to, right? If it's the only thing that you check daily, then when it changes badly, then you probably need to pay attention to that.
Be sure you take it at the same time each day.
Same time.
When you're at calm and at rest.
Right, not what Matt was doing a while ago, jumping around. I think there's two other tests that I think are really great home tests, and one is to maybe do a urine test. I'm not sure that I have the right one, but you can check all kinds of things going on with the chemicals, you know, your fluids in your body, and I think a urine test is good. And then for those of
you could also, for the guys now, since we can get pregnant, why you might want to do a pregnancy test.
Do a home pregnancy test.
Shut up, girl.
I also like the idea of checking your blood sugar because between blood sugar and your blood pressure, I think those are telltale signs that something you can do fairly quick at home before you jump in the car and run to ER. None of us want to go to the ER. However, if you are having heart issues and a tight chest like my husband had 3 weeks ago, you need to keep your nitrous current and on hand. Ours was expired, and it didn't work. So I did the chitty chitty bang bang. For those of you who are old like me, you know what chitty chitty bang bang is that you get in the flying car. So I flew to the emergency room. All is good. One more stint later, he's doing great. But the nitrous at home that he did take that didn't work because it was expired is a bad thing. So for those of you who may be suffering from heart issues, which my husband did not take the shot, will not take the shot, has had a heart problem since 2017. So I do want to say, keeping those emergency meds on hand.
Okay, but wait a minute. Since you're the queen of prep and you have a challenge and we can't get it, is there an equivalent that won't go bad?
Not with nitrous, other than aspirin. You can 3-4 up on aspirin, which is, you know, but you need
to. That's what you do. You're not giving out medical advice.
Right. So the aspirin is definitely the protocol that when we went to Premier ER, because we thought the nitrous was kicking in, so we didn't want to double up on the aspirin. Bill, you want to weigh in on that?
The ditch doctor says if you don't have nitro, that when you put it in your mouth, it burns underneath your tongue. Then take an adult 330 milligram aspirin, chew it up in your mouth, roll it around in your mouth, get it under your tongue, then take a teeny sip of water and continue to do that until it disappears. Under the tongue is where it's going to go into your body almost as fast as an IV, and aspirin is the second best thing to nitroglycerin. Wow. But you're absolutely right. Nitro, you've got to throw it away. You guys that are carrying nitroglycerin, look at the bottle that you have in the pocket. If the top of that bottle has been worn to chrome around the edges, you've been carrying it too long in your pocket, throw it away and get another one. This stuff is cheap.
Okay. Not to mention...
Bill, I want to get Bill's opinion on this, too, because one of the important things, if you have somebody that is having the signs of a heart attack, you want to call 911 and get an ambulance there ASAP. Do not drive them to the ER in your car, because then you will be triaged for the next 3 hours.
Well, and unless you're ready to do CPR while you're driving.
That's you can't. You've got to see that doing drive one hand,
you
give
know,
CPR
Bill,
with
wish
the other.
You had a USB port in your brain so you could download all this information. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, with the ability to record now the way it is, your grandparents, your elders, your uncles, record them. Do it for posterity and history and learn all you can. Go ahead, Melinda.
That's so in reference to driving to the ER, we chose Premier ER because it was the fastest place to get to. If we would have had to wait on an ambulance,
okay, that depends on where you live. Yes.
Yeah, we're out in the country, so getting in the car was the fastest way to get him to the Premier ER.
And there they're going to give you the immediate action.
Absolutely. Yes, no Scott and White on our radar for any reason. So so one of the natural ways to lower your blood pressure, which we should have done this while he was standing here.
He would be me.
He being Matt. Has anybody... Tell me what you think the word, what tree hugger means. What does it mean to be a tree hugger?
Green.
Green, okay. But why would someone go hug a tree?
Because they were getting in the way of the chainsaw.
Okay, they're protecting the tree. Any other ideas here? Why would anybody go hug a tree?
They don't have a life.
Well, it's a form of grounding. So let's talk about grounding.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So whenever you think about having a little high blood pressure, which I did the other morning, and I was like, how in the world am I going to lower my blood pressure? I'm not on blood pressure medicine. So I did one of two things. The first thing that I did was I went outside and I sat in a non-metal chair, took my shoes off, and I put my feet in the dirt in the grass. Now, it's a place in the grass that is not being sprayed by anything. We don't spray our backyard. And it's definitely not the spot where the puppies go pee-pee and poo-poo. So I sat there for about 30 minutes without an electronic device in my hand. I had my phone off to the side and I was listening to a podcast. And when I went back in, so before I went outside to ground, my blood pressure was 140 over 86. When I came back in 30 minutes later, it was 123 over 64. Okay. So I know I've probably been running a little bit on the low high side of high blood pressure. So then the following days, I did what we called an earthing mat. And, so this is what's an earthing mat. This could be sat in the chair, but I took my shoes off. Sorry. I just wanted to show the little earthing thing. And it's just a little mat that's plugged
in. Shelby's showing in the camera.
And I put that under my feet. So bare feet, and so I proceed while I'm sitting at the computer to ground with this mat if I don't have time to go outside. So I would encourage those of you who might be taking your blood pressure, even if you are on blood pressure medicine, it does not hurt to, quote, what we call ground. I was just shocked at the difference in my blood pressure. So any other thoughts on, has anybody done grounding? And so hugging a tree is a form of grounding.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll think about that because we're coming up to a hard break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I've got Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group. I call her the queen of prep. She does her homework. She knows her stuff. We need to have a special program just for this, Melinda, as well as your financial abilities. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24/7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you. Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. The number here is 254-697-6633. Wouldn't it be great to have a five-day show? Five-day morning show?
I mean, you talk enough.
But just think what you could put out there. Day after day after day, people would hear things that would raise their eyebrow, and then the next day you could follow up on it. It's almost like an education type of thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, is there a survey they can go to?
Oh, yeah. It's on the KMIL website.
Tell me about it.
Well, see, it's only there for till the very end of August. So you go to the KMIL.com website, KMIL.com, and then you go down to today's local news, and then you'll scroll down to the KMIL listener survey. Click on that little link, and it's spelled a 10-question survey.
Really easy,
very
simple.
Very easy, short.
You know, if you're looking to have more high cap in your life, you know, look at the survey.
Well, I have low cap when you can have high cap.
That's right. And just to explain, some people are like, what is high cap? High capacity. If you look at my logo, you'll see the word high hyphenated cap. But the I in the word high is a 30-round mag, and the dot on the I is a cartridge.
Yeah, and it's a 30-round magazine.
That's right. If you're looking back here on the Facebook, you will see it. There it is. But right now, I've got Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group.
So I did want to mention about the book. So for those of you who want to learn more about earthing and grounding, I know there's multiple products out there that you can purchase. There's a sleep mat. There's a mat that can go under your keyboard. I've turned wireless off at my house. I'm very, very sensitive to the emissions.
You are disciplined. You really are disciplined. It is so, like, it's because of what I do here, I'm constantly updating information. So it's constantly with me. But I'm telling you, you're very disciplined.
So wireless bouncing around your house, and those of you who may be in a barn dominium, a metal house, it's just bouncing all over the house. So the little frequency indicator, and I know Bill was talking about, you know, being sensitive to frequencies, and the way you do a reset is to go get grounded, because right. it's like a highway that's all clogged up, like, which I think I-35 right now is all clogged up.
What about the house if it was grounded?
Well, grounding of a house is supposed to be when you build it, right? But the way that wireless frequency is created, there are so many things that you have to negate it with.
Well, and the grounding is counteracted, as I understand it, because of the power that you're running through the walls and the ceiling and everything. It's all creating its own electromagnetic fields. But I can tell you, and you might think this is silly, but when you are feeling stressed, if you will take your shoes off, go out in your backyard, and I like to crinkle my toes down into the dirt or down into the grass, and just make myself be quiet and let the sun shine on my face and just breathe. And, man, I'm getting the vitamin D, and the stress is going. And if you tell yourself to do it, it helps. Mm-hmm. I picture the stress coming out of my body and going down into the ground. And it actually does.
It does work.
You know,
but you got to lose the cell phone. You can't sit there and hold the phone while you're trying to ground.
You know, there's an electrical piece that you buy. It's a little two-battery thing with a plastic prong on the end. Mm-hmm. And you can put that plastic prong next to something and tell if the line is hot.
Yeah.
Okay. So plug your phone in. Hold your phone in the left hand. Turn that bad boy on in your right. Congratulations, you're a circuit.
Yeah.
People should never, ever use their phone when it's plugged in, because they are a circuit and it's jacking with you.
Yeah. I've also turned off the breaker on my oven. So I don't use my oven very often, but my little frequency and, you know, checker, whenever I walk up to my oven, even though it's not on, it just goes through the roof. So it's emitting a frequency out of an oven that's not even turned on. And I don't even stand anywhere close if I am using the microwave, which I try to use a little toaster oven, not the microwave. But I've turned the breaker off to the stove. Most houses are wired, not to mention save electricity, but it also cuts down on the emissions right there in the kitchen area.
Matt, you know, Dr. Shelley Cole knows all about this. She actually has a thing that she wears that is supposed to help. It's some kind of a crystal.
There's a lot of things that create the counter counteract the energy.
And if you think this is nonsense, then explain to me why the big Christmas tree super duper power lines run through neighborhoods but never over the houses.
You just said if you think this is nonsense, which was going to be my question. So your thought's going to bridge to my thought to the question to you. Melinda, with all that you do and study, could you give me a percentage of what you think ain't no doubt about it and others that I'm going to try to see if it works? So all the stuff that you talk about, can you give a percentage of what, hey, out of all the stuff I talk about, 80% of it, I know. The other 20%, I'm trying it out to see. Could you give a number?
So you mean like the things that I've done?
You know, like the copper
rods. That make a big impact? Well, I think turning the wireless off in the home is huge. And then I don't do anything wireless, like wireless earbuds. That's a death sentence as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm so happy that my hearing aids have Bluetooth transceivers in them, because they're right in my head, next to the Duramata, I'm sure it's safe up there.
Yeah. And the two hearing aids talk to each other.
Yes.
The other thing that I do is to try not to hold the phone. If I'm talking on the phone.
That thing is hot.
I try to do a speaker and I don't hold the phone, because we are a frequency. Our body is frequency, and anything that we're holding that is emitting frequencies is giving us negative charges. But that's not good for our bodies.
But where I was going with that EMF, think about the big Christmas tree power lines, right? There's like 13 power lines up on this huge Christmas tree looking thing, and you'll be driving down the street and you'll see a path where it goes through the middle of a neighborhood where there's no homes there. Why? What's wrong with that real estate?
I've heard
of the power line to fall down on top of you when the wind blows.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, what Bill's talking about is way back in the 80s, they said that these electric lines are causing problems with people and the property values are down. Then articles show, no, it was just a farce, it was made up. That is why I try to dissect, and the people I get on this program do the same thing, to try to give us the best possible truth information.
It's kind of like all the hate for sugar. Sugar is not nearly as damning. Now, I'm not saying it's good for you, but it's not nearly as damning as they would have you believe.
Hey, Melinda, I want you to do me a favor. We only got about, 4.5 minutes? Mm-hmm. Something like that? Mm-hmm. Shelby, okay. You're always on here teaching us and helping us with prepping concepts and things for health, but you do a fantastic job of what you do. What can you speak about and talk about and promote for yourself, for your business?
Well, I think the personal service that we offer is a little bit unique. As an advisor, going on 24, 25 years, I already lost track of how long I've been doing this, 24 years. You know, the folks who come see me, they are very probably... they think it's unique because we do deeper dive conversations. And when I say deeper dive, you know, a lot of folks think that you have to have lots and lots of money to have a financial advisor or to get advice from a financial advisor. Well, you can pay an hourly rate and get all the advice you want. So that's one way you can engage a financial advisor. But it's not just about how much money you have, it's what you do with it. And
is that the difference between a planner and an advisor?
No, one and the same. So there are certifications like a CFP, Certified Financial Planner, which is like a CPA. You don't have to have those credentials to be an advisor or a tax preparer. So planner, I mean, we're all planning because we're trying to take what you have and help figure out what we can do to help you. And it's about balancing life, balancing money.
Let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. I get this impression a planner would be how you're going to spend your money, whereas an advisor would be how you would invest your money.
Well, it all goes hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. You can't say,
that's true. That's true.
You have to have the whole package. And that's probably what our feedback is that we get a lot of is, wow, you've asked me more questions than my previous advisor, and I've been with them for 10 years. And so it's not just about the money. It's about the life. That's why our mantra is balance money, balance life. Life is what is dictating to us what we do with our money. And in the end, if we've given it all away to the children, or we've given, to organizations, or we spend it badly, or we're making bad decisions, there's not any amount of money that you can have that's going to give you retirement resources. So we have to balance all of that. And if we can help you with some of those life events that seem to keep coming between death and children growing up, acting badly, children, college expenses. I mean, we want to make sure that we cover it all. And that's what's unique. It's just not one piece of it.
Melinda, we're about to go to break. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Give us a call, 254-899-9944. We'll give you a free consultation, and then we'll go from there. And then bullsfinancialgroup.com. We do have our podcast getting posted on the website, so if you want to check in on some old ones, we've got those scripted and some
now, Melinda, you've got your own podcast on this basic show, but ladies and gentlemen, I also have the complete shows. If you can't link up with her, you can link up with me. And if you can't remember her number, remember Aaron's gunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and all my sponsors are there. Click on the links, go right to them. We're going to take a 3-minute break. Melinda, it's always a pleasure to have you. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Laywell Funeral Home has been serving Central Texas families since 1908, and they're now expanding their family to better serve yours. Susan Hendrickson's joined the staff and talks about her role as pre-planning specialist.
I am helping families plan and prepare ahead of time for an inevitable event that we're all going to face one day. If you don't have your plan in place ahead of time, your family members are left to have to make those decisions, and there are times that family members don't always agree.
Call Martin Burns Laywell Funeral Home at 697-3661.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin Portable Buildings and C&H Carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low-down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV Gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Yeah.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. The number here in the studio is 254-697-6633. We just got done talking with Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group. Remember, if you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, all the sponsors are there. Click on her link, and you'll get it right to her. I have a special guest in here, Senior Sergeant Brian Washko, DPS. Great guy. Awesome guy. On my other program, I way in the beginning, I had Jimmy.
The Jimmy show. Morgan, yes.
And then you came in.
I came in.
And then we kind of gave the mantle over to you.
Passed we like Jimmy a lot better.
He had that cool hair. I covered mine up
cool
with a hat.
Hair.
And he still does, even after retirement. He has not changed.
Jimmy, if you're listening, say hello. Give us a call. But I got Brian Washko, and he does a fantastic job. You're on the other program. We had every other week.
Every other Wednesday, yeah.
Every other Wednesday, doing a great job. So, but we've got him right here, right now, and I would like you to explain to the people what you do and give us some updates or information.
Well, obviously today I'm not in the Superman outfit. I'm dressed as Clark Kent.
Okay.
I'm here as a friend of the show, but but you know, as I've been, make a long story short, when I was 11 years old, I wanted to be a Texas State Trooper. That was my ultimate goal, and been doing it for now. This is going on 25 years. So I was a city cop for seven. In 2006, I had the honor of being hired by DPS. Been the best career ever move for me. You know, people always say, how do you do your job? It's just, you know, this dealing with all this stuff. Man, it's the best job in the world. It really is. Most days, you see a lot of bad things, but you do a lot of good out there. But 4 years ago, matter of fact, 4 years in November, I promoted to the public information officer spokesperson. So I fooled him in the interview. I said the right things, and I got it. So I was always a good BSer, and I was always that kid in elementary school, got kicked out of class sitting in the hallway because I talked too much.
You're presenting yourself in a certain way, but I'm telling you, whatever those characteristics are, you
well,
use them
well. It
works
for me. It works
you
for me, well. I guess. You know, I'm not a very smart man, but I can talk my way because I guess maybe it comes with the experience of the things I've seen and done, the fun I've had in my career, which I know it's winding down the next 5 years. I'll probably hang it up, but I say that. You know, I'm just blessed to do it. But so, yeah, we'd come in, we'd talk about things. And my job now is to, yeah, it's a lot of bad news I have to talk about. You know, every time there's a fatality, they email me the information. I push it out to the media or I go on scene, talk to the media about it. All the pertinent details, whether it's an officer-involved shooting or Texas Rangers involved, they investigate all those. So being the spokesperson for them as well. So. But there are good things I get to do. I get to go talk to these high school kids, which, you know, I tell them all the time, I wasn't born in this uniform. I was young and dumb like you guys, and this is the mistakes that we made, but I lived to tell about it, and some of my friends didn't.
We didn't get caught.
And I used to ride with them in those vehicles, and then there's my best friend, Jeff Cavender. He was tragically killed, and, you know, he doing something bad, and, you know, I used to ride in that truck with him. So it was, you know, we all live like we're, like I said, we're all born wearing the same thing, nothing.
I truly believe, Brian, the Lord allows us to go through these trials because he's going to use us later.
Yeah.
Because I know when I do my devotionals, I write my devotionals like I'm looking in the mirror. And when I write those devotionals, I know I'm going to hit somebody's thread with somebody, mm-hmm. and it's going to draw them to him. It's the same with you. You live the world. You're now doing DPS, and you know both sides of the
There's many times I shouldn't be sitting here. There's many guys I've worked with personally that are not here with us today because they chose this profession, which has its danger. You know, that's the bad things. But, you know, we don't worry about that going into this. We, you know, I see a lot more dead civilians than I do officers, but this job is something that it's not just, you don't do it for the pay, that's for dang sure, because you live paycheck to paycheck, especially when I started. It's gotten a little better over the years, but, you know, you don't do it for the notoriety. It's something that
it's just in your heart, man.
I just knew at 11 years old, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And some of those days where you work, you know, like right now, these young men and women wearing this uniform and DPS, I can speak for them because I know where they're at right now. They're down the border. They're working that violent crimes task force in Austin because of all the defunding that went on. Austin is an absolute mess, and those poor people that live there, our capital city, they're in such a mess.
You know, Brian, it goes in all public services, mm-hmm. in law enforcement, in military, and all that. This generation that we're talking about, mm-hmm. you and me, and Colonel, all that kind of stuff, it was different. So yeah. I look on the military aspect of things. You look on the law enforcement aspect of things. It's not the same world anymore.
Well, it's not. You know, I started in 1998 at Killeen Police Department, and, you know, it was just fun. You go out there and look for criminals. And, you know, and DPS is our main function, of course, is traffic safety. Well, we get our drunk drivers. We get people not wearing seatbelts. So nobody's ever happy to see us. But in the while we're out there working, we're also catching the people who are criminals. And when we make these traffic stops, we don't just write a ticket or warning and go. We talk to people, see what's going on, and we find abducted children. We find people in crisis. You see the silver alerts where these elderly people get lost. You know, we're out there looking for them too. But you know, through our criminal interdiction, we take the people off the highways and put them in jail where they're supposed to be before they commit their next crime. And that's part of it. But now, what I talk about is when these troopers are tasked so much with being at the border with that tidal wave of a mess down there and going to these other cities, and we're not out there on the highway like we used to be. We're not doing our main job, and so the ripple effect, our fatality numbers are skyrocketing. Like I said earlier off the air, they got 16 fatalities in the last 13 days. I had to push them out, and it's just constant. We had three in a row within hours of each other. The same poor trooper had to go work this fatality. Right as he cleared that one, he went to another one, and then another one that night.
Is there a common link of the reason?
It looks like possibly distracted driving. You know, that's what it's... Some of them I pushed out. There's one in Bosque County, two cars straight away. I know exactly where it was. I used to be stationed up that way. And middle of the day, head on, one crosses over. Now, I'm not saying, well, I don't know the details of whether he or she was driving or texting. We don't know. But it was a clear day, daylight, no rain. It was just a head-on collision. And there was another one right before that. And the only one I could see that was reckless, there was a motorcyclist doing over 100 miles an hour at night. There may or may not have been something to drink yet. That's still being determined. But either way, somebody lost their life. And then tragically, 2 days ago, a guy that I know, that I've known for 30 years, his son was 17 years old, tragically killed. So it's constant. And parents out there know when you hand the keys to your kids and they get their license, that's probably the most bittersweet thing you ever want to do. Because you're like,
how do you break it? Because you know you're a young buck and I was a young buck. And we're like, ah. That's why they put young bucks in front of machine guns, because they know they think they can live forever. Yeah. How do you break through that machismo?
Well, like I said, I love going to these high schools. I cover 7 counties. Right now I'm covering 14. I'm covering from Hillsborough all the way down toward the Austin area because the other PO, his wife had a baby, and he's off for a few weeks, and he's enjoying the good life, changing diapers and all. But so I'm covering a large area, so I have... Now that school's back in, I love going to talk to these kids, and I show these great PowerPoints of, it's not the blood and guts videos, but it's real life videos because they have dash cams and police footage of what's going on, how a body gets sucked out of a car when it's rolling over, because some kids, they still won't wear their seatbelts. Some adults don't still wear their seatbelts, and it's always that, well, if I crash into a pond and I can't get out, I'm sorry, 25 years, I've never seen that happen, but I've seen thousands of people get ejected, and it's so... I hate it, especially...
Can I change subjects for a second?
Yeah, let's talk about something positive.
No. I want to get this question with you before it comes up at the break, because I got Jason Bain, this perfect spy name. Jason Bain with Backup Tactical calling it right after the break. I had read that story about that woman chained by that guy.
Yeah. You know how many horror movies I've seen at home where that was a movie, but in real life, I think that we said that was the second one.
It happens all the time.
I know.
And the guys who do... Look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a defender of women and little children, especially little girls. Okay? There's something special in my heart for them. But I'm just like...
It's
I don't even know what to say. Talk about
it. Infuriating.
This.
I mean, there's guys out there that... You know, they do that to know they get their gratification off harming. It starts with animals when they're young. You know, that's a clue. If you have a kid out there that's doing bad things to animals and hurting them, the psychologists say that's part of it. You know, I'm not an expert, but I do watch a lot of investigative ID and the interviews with all these MDs and these psychologists. So you don't understand, because it's not human nature. Whether I was a cop or not, if I see somebody in need, whether man or woman, kid, you want to help them. You know, it's... Mm-hmm. But then there's some out there that want to do the exact opposite. Their brain is wired that way to do harm to somebody totally innocent they don't know. You talk about like these kids that go and punch these 80, 90-year-old people walking down the street. I mean, does that not get to your soul and be like,
how does
these woman, people have been to World War II, some of these World War II veterans and stuff, and then they get beat by some piece of garbage and kid, 16, 18-year-old.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to spray it. Is the woman desperate for attention or something?
What are you talking about?
Oh, don't do that, Melinda. Now I spit on your face.
So I'm not tracking. What are we talking about?
The woman with the chain. This has hit my brain. Is the woman desperate for attention? What's the deal?
I think the one that I saw is the guy up in Oregon went to California, portrayed himself as an agent, arrested this girl, and just basically kidnapped her. And next time he drove her back up there, built with cinder blocks about half the size of this room with a bucket and water. And how did she get out? I don't know the story on that, but somehow he got caught, and she was living in this cell for for weeks. And there was one story, I'll have to look it up on the break, where that young girl was chained in for years by her captor. And it's kind of made a meme, where is that black guy, on they're interviewing him on the news, and he says, I seen that pretty little white girl come out of that house, yeah. And I knew.
No girl comes up to a black dude.
Yeah, right. I know, and that's what, I knew something had to be wrong. You know, that was funny and laughable, but then the reality, that was a serious, that kid was a prisoner, and you don't even want to know what happened to her, and that's what we talk about with this human trafficking that's going on right now.
Drive down, you know, and
and movies, it always portrayed criminals to be big bearded, tattooed, thuggy looking. Well, the most criminals, 90% of them are clean cut.
I got 20 seconds,
and ladies, they don't look the part.
Ladies, come on, you have the power between your legs, and I don't mean that disgustingly. You do, you control the paradigm. Take control of your security and your safety. Let the guy who comes up to you be a gentleman. We're going to take a break. Be back. I've got Jason Bain from Backup Tactical. Thank you. Blackout. We'll be back in 3.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. We're having a fantastic time here. All the great Seasoned Oak spokes that I've got in this room here is incredible. It's an incredible powerhouse of people. And to add to that, on the line, this guy, I'm telling you, this guy I'm about to introduce you should be in a spy movie. He's the way he looks, his name, what he does, how he shoots. Jason Bain, Backup Tactical. Jason, what's going on, buddy? Can you hear me?
Always ready for some action, Matt. Always.
Jason.
Anytime you say the word, that's the origin of Backup Tactical, right? You know, if you need some help, I'll be there. I'll be Backup Tactical. I'll be right behind you.
I'm right there for you, baby.
I'm your backup.
Yeah.
I've got right behind you all the way.
Well, let's say, okay, so for some people, I got people coming in all the time, okay? So let's figure out, okay, who's this Jason Bain guy? Is he a spy? No. Jason Bain owns Backup Tactical. He's got great products for certain types of guns. So, Jason, why don't you explain who you are, what you do, what you got? I've got till the top of the hour to do it.
I am a lifelong shooting enthusiast, but the problem was I grew up in New York City, and it wasn't very easy to access the range or firearms growing up there. So the first thing I did when I was old enough, I moved, and I moved to a state where I could just walk into a store and buy a firearm, and I never stopped.
Hey, wait a minute, Jason. Jason. Jason, between all the conversations I've had with you, you're from New York City?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. I told you where I'm from, right?
Yeah. Are you from Long Island?
I'm from Poughkeepsie, man, up to Hudson.
Yes, there you go.
All right, okay. So I'm tracking with you, dude. You know what I'm saying?
God,
go ahead.
Of course. Had to get out of there. And, you know, I found myself, you know, really able to buy things. When I first moved to Florida, finally, and they came up with this whole trust thing where you could buy SBRs and silencers, and I was all in on that. I moved down to Florida. When I moved here, I had bought an SBR and a silencer before I even found a place to live. I swear to God. I went right to the gun store. I made my purchases, and then, like, in 3 days, I found a place to live.
Well, that tells me that you're normal.
That's right.
we have to have our priorities straight.
That's right,
you know? Man. So I was like, oh, I could buy this stuff. I'm moving here, and that's the first thing I'm doing. And I really never turned around. And I Backup Tactical all started out of a need. And the need was I needed a thread protector that wasn't this ugly, black, knurled hunk of steel.
Hey, all my thread protectors are ugly, black, knurled pieces of steel. Well, then you need to get Backup Tactical because I've got the American flag.
Clearly,
I've got purple.
I saw those. Those were pretty. And I'd just like to point out you did not share.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, I'm going to send you guys a bunch. I'll get a package out to you guys. Don't worry. I'll get you all sizes. We do metric sizes. We do rifles. We do pistols. We want more thread protectors than you ever saw. So I'll take care of you guys. I'll get your package out. But it really what it came down to was I had a Glock pistol with flat door for a frame, and I put a threaded barrel in it, and it was this hunk of steel on the end that looked ridiculous. And I was like, there's got to be something else out there, right? Something maybe in flat dark earth, something. No, not a thing. Not a darn thing. So I says, well, there you go. This is an opportunity here. And I made a batch of samples. I sent them to the biggest distributor in the industry, which is RSR. And
RSR is huge.
Let's check out this one. Yeah, RSR was the biggest distributor in the industry. And I sent them the set of samples, and they're like, yeah, we need these. They were like, you know, people sell these to us, and they come in those little baggies, you know, that you just buy for something else. They come, they had no packaging. They just came in these little Ziploc baggies with nothing in them. No private, no name, no nothing. They're like, yes, we need this. We need a branded thing of thread protectors. So they took that on, and then I started, now that I had RSR behind me and I had the ordering power that they brought, I was able to grow the business, and I started going into threaded barrels. We now do, we must have 40 SKUs of threaded barrels or more, 60 SKUs of threaded barrels. We have
comps that we recently came out with that are really fantastic. And the thing about our comps, they are built from the ground up. No two comps look alike. So if you look at our comp for the SIG P320, or you look at our comp for the Glock, they look like they were made by two totally different companies. And I like that. And the reason I like that is it means we built those from the ground up to match that gun. And it's not just some universal thing you slap on. These were tuned. We started with 40% recoil reduction, and we worked and worked on that blast cavity to get it where we could get it to 60% on both the SIG and the Glock.
Hey, Jason, I want to ask you a question, buddy, because I'm limited on time. We still got about, 5 minutes or so? I'm limited on time, but when is the 1911 stuff going to come out? Because everybody who's a shooter has got at least one 1911.
Okay. So not only do I have at least a 1911, I have a closet full of them. And I happen to be a huge... I like to shoot, and I can shoot. I'm actually pretty good.
Well, you need to come out here and shoot with me, then.
Yeah, I would love to. Next time I'm out that way, I'll let you guys know.
All right.
I do happen to get to Texas from time to time. Anyway, that said, I have Wilson Combat, Nighthawks, 2011s is what I'm really shooting a lot these days. I have a lot of staccatos.
Yep.
If you ever go to our Instagram page, I feature stuff from it because I shoot them so well that I really enjoy sharing my passion as well, aside from the products we make, but my passion about guns in general and firearms in general. I put my honey badges on there. Anything cool that I come across, I will also highlight on the Backup Tactical Instagram page. It's not just about our products. It's about being a shooting enthusiast.
Well, I'll tell you, I have your products, and one thing I want to talk about is customer service. Look, I was shooting one of your barrels, a threaded barrel, and I had ammunition that was, I don't know, out of spec or something. It had too excessive of pressure on it, and it caused damage to my firearm. And I brought it up to you, and you go, "I got you covered, buddy. I got you covered." It was like, oh my gosh, there was no hesitation. No questioning. It's like,
no.
I want you happy. And the first question you asked me was, are you okay? So you're concerned about people's safety, and you're concerned about people's product that they get from you. So your customer service is excellent. And I don't think you have one bad commentary on it, right?
No, I'd be surprised if we did. You know, for the few problems we've actually had with the barrel or something itself, we don't tend to have a lot of problems, which is great. So I'm so happy when someone calls and something goes wrong that I have someone to talk to and I can work something out with them and make them happy. I'm thrilled because that's the kind of customer service I like. I like to feel like I'm your only customer. And I try to make everybody feel like they're my only customer. That's the goal.
That reminds me of the Christmas movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. What was it?
Jingle All the Way.
He goes, "You're my number one customer. You're number..." That's good.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, that's important. It's so important in this day and age that you could connect to a company. It's so hard. And you get hid behind so much bureaucracy, I can tell you, nightmares. We, you know, me and our small team, we are there for you guys. And we don't ever plan on being a humongous company. We want to keep it lean and mean, and we want to make quality products. And we want to be able to service our customers directly when they have a problem or an issue.
We'll work with you
to be happy, and that's it.
Jason, you need to come out here and spend a little time with Matt Bitros. He will teach you to shoot like Jason Bourne and fight like Jason Voorhees.
That combination, I don't know.
There you go.
Bizarre, but I'll go with that.
And when somebody says, "What's your name?" you say, "Jason." They say, "Jason what?" You just say, "All of them."
Well,
Jason,
I'm surprised Hollywood hasn't called you yet.
There you go.
That's a sexy name for a spy.
If you look on my Instagram, I do some videos there. It's not a terrible package for an old.
Yeah, I saw it.
Like
I saw it for an old guy. How old are you, Jason?
Ryan, turn on. I'm 54.
Oh my God! Who knew people live that long? Aren't you amazed?
Right, that's what I'm saying. had I known I was going to live this long, I really would have taken care of myself.
Oh, God, is that
okay,
ever true?
Jason, I'm the time is ticking here. I got 1 minute here. I want you to tell me the basic products that is the mainstay of Backup Tactical.
And how to get a hold of it.
How to get a hold of it and anything that's coming up in the
sure.
future that people need to look for.
Absolutely. Look, our threaded barrels are our meat and potatoes. That's what we're known for, our bread and butter. But our comps are fabulous, and they're starting to catch on, and RSR is banging them out. We're thrilled. Check us out at backuptactical.com. You can check us out at Instagram at #backuptactical. And we're good if you ever need to email at sales@backuptactical. Our phone number is on the website. Call, leave a message. You'll get a call within 24 hours, promise.
Fantastic.
And
Jason,
that's it.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. You're awesome. You got great products. I've got to go to a hard break. I thank you for calling, and we will talk again in the future, I'm sure, okay?
Of course, Matt. You guys are the best.
All right, buddy.
I'll
take
talk
care.
To you later.
We're going to take a 3-minute break, top of the hour. When we come back, Wayne Kyle with the American Valor Foundation. It's a fantastic foundation. I want you to listen, pay attention, and get your checks and donations ready because this is an honorable cause. We're good? All right, be back in 3. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
The award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, where qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number ACLB009432E.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back to High Cap Adventures radio show. This is our chance, and we have American Valor Foundation, Chris Kyle's father here, Wayne, and we would like to let him tell about his foundation.
You know, that's why I got the Colonel as my wingman, because he covers me when I'm slacking. You know, Wayne, I'm going to postpone you just for a second, because I got a call on the line. I want to take care
okay,
of Neil.
That's fine.
And we'll get to you. Neil, talk to me, buddy. What's on your mind?
First of all, Matt, good morning. I'd like to congratulate you, your Melinda, and the information officer. I really enjoyed listening to them. They had some very good things to say.
Thanks, Neil.
And
appreciate
that,
buddy.
You're welcome. I also wanted to give you an update on your little personal challenge to me to get to 2 weeks of being off the grid.
Yeah.
For me personally, I have pretty much perfected a way to make outstanding jerky that I can vacuum seal and leave it out, and it'll be good for who knows how long, which to me, I think, is that a good step in the right direction to get to 2 weeks?
You know, Melinda's the expert here, but I'll tell you, before I make a comment to Melinda, she can make a comment to you, I want to tell you something. If I don't get the Daily Show, if I get the Daily Show, I want you on. I want to bring you on, and we're going to talk about these things, because you and I have a great conversation. You and I want the same thing. We just go a little bit two different routes to get it, but we want the same thing. And if I don't, I'm going to get you on this show, because I enjoy your company. Let me get Melinda and see what she says about your comment.
Sure.
I could live on jerky for 2 weeks. I'd love to know how you're making it. I haven't perfected the drying of the meat yet. I'd love to build a smokehouse, but I think I'm going to get my greenhouse before I get a smokehouse. But yeah, go
okay.
for it. I think that's just water and meat. I mean, who needs anything else?
No,
really?
No. I'm sorry. No. It doesn't work like that. I've been working on this for over 30 years now. So I'm as close as I can probably get to making it as good as I'll ever make it.
I think it's awesome.
But with that, there are extremely important subjects. Particles. And the first and most important thing is you must have muscle meat. But we'll get into that later. I just wanted to let you know that it really works for me, and I really enjoy your show, Matt. Thank you so much.
Hey, Neil, I appreciate the call, buddy. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, Wayne Kyle, American Valor Foundation, Chris Kyle's dad. And I do that because there's some people that may come into the program who are not sure or connect with the name. Because I know, I'll have, like, music is a perfect example. You get some people my age, we love this kind of music, and some of the younger Bucks and Janes have never heard of it before. So we've got Wayne Kyle here, father of Chris Kyle, but he's a man of his own right. He's just a man of his own right, and he is honoring his son through the American Valor Foundation. Wayne, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for coming back. Talk to me, buddy.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. Say good morning to everybody out there, and appreciate everything that Matt does and what he stands for in this program. And we need a whole lot more people like him that will stand up here and tell the truth rather than the BS that you hear normally.
Did you hear that collective scream of, no, no more Matts, no more one's too many as it is. Now, Wayne, you've got a fantastic foundation. Now, you're being very humble when you say the lowest of the lows, but it's the American Valor Foundation. It was created after the death of your son.
Yes.
For what reason, Wayne?
When I guess going back many, many years, people that have heard of Chris think of Chris as this really, pardon my French, badass Navy SEAL that, is known for taking out the number of terrorists that he did during the war. But people always, you know, will come up and they'll say, yeah, well, you know, Chris was a good friend of mine. Really? And I'll say, really? What is Chris like? Oh, man, he is awesome. He's this, you know, really, you know, highly trained, so forth and so on. And a lot of times I'll tell people, well, you're a liar. You have no idea who Chris is. Chris had such a tender heart, and he loved to help other individuals. Now, there's no doubt about what he was capable of going to if pushed, but Chris enjoyed helping others.
Hey, Wayne, wasn't his main push, it's not who I took out, it's who I saved.
Yes. Yeah. He, when he wrote his book, which was probably the hardest thing that Chris ever had to do, he didn't want to do it. And because he didn't want to have to relive a lot of things that was in the book. But he found out that somebody else was going to write his story. And so a lot of his close friends, teammates, and everything encouraged him to do it. And I must say that I admire Chris for what he did in telling his story. But the way he went about it, he followed all of the guidelines that was necessary. He got the department, he got the Navy involved, he got spec warfare involved, and he got the Department of Defense involved. They all approved the book after several modifications. But I will say there's some books out there that people just write on their own and they get them published and they don't follow the correct way. I won't go into any names or anything like that, but I admire Chris for doing that. And, you know, when he was doing interviews, people would really talk to him about the number of kills. And he said, I don't care about that. He said, I'd just like to know how many lives I was able to save. And that's the true Chris. That's,
you know, here's another interesting thing, Wayne, is that whether the war was right or not, it doesn't matter. The man, the men, the women are there for a duty. They've been called upon by their government, right, whether we like it or not.
That's right.
There's a separation when they're called to duty, whether you agree with it or not. The men and women are called in and they're going to protect each other. They're going to cover each other's six. Right. Chris Kyle is there doing his sniper duties and is saving hundreds, if not thousands, of troops from enemy explosives, IEDs, fire, whatever.
Right.
You know, this is the same kind of a thing. Every soldier that's been in combat, every cop that's been in a gunfight, every medic that's been in a horrible situation, people come up and they're trying to figure out how to relate with you, but they want to live a little vicariously. What's the worst thing you've ever seen? Hey, you know what? Thank you so much for the opportunity to relive that.
You get it all the time.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wayne, let me ask you. Go ahead.
Let me tell this short story, you know, about saving lives and everything. Several years ago, I was called and asked if I could give this young man a call who was up in the Missouri area. And he was struggling. He had told people he was going to take his life. And they asked me if I would talk to him. And so I did. And I asked him, I said, is there anybody close to you that you feel comfortable in talking to? And he said, no. I said, would you talk to somebody if I can find one? He said, sure. Well, I reached out to a friend and I said that was in that area, and I said, do you know any veterans? And he said, I've got an active duty friend that lives not too far from him. I said, can you give me his name? And so he did. And so I called the guy. He answered the phone, and I told him who I was, and I said, you know, first of all, I said, from my family to you, thank you for all that you have done and are doing, sacrifices, your service and everything. He said, well, I don't know what to say. And I said, you don't have to say anything. I said, I'm just telling you how we feel. So I told him the situation with this young man. He said, I'll take care of it. I said, just let me know how things go. A few days later, he called me back and was telling me, and he said, I got to tell you up front, he said, first thing you said to me was, thank you for your service and sacrifice and everything. I said, yeah. He said, well, I didn't know how to take that. Well, it really upset me. And I thought, you know, here I'm just pouring my heart out, but you don't know how to take me? I didn't say that to him. And he said, I should be thanking you. I said, why is that? He said, did Chris ever tell you about him? And he said, a specific incident? And I said, yeah, I remember him saying that. He said, that was me that he saved that day.
Oh, wow. Wow. What's my time, Shelby?
You got about 20 seconds.
Let me say this. Let's talk about, let me put the question out so we can meditate over the break. The movie, American Sniper. What is it that you want to correct? What is it you want to emphasize on? When we come back, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. Give us a call. Tell us what you think.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
The Texas Resale Company of Cameron, located at 1401 West 4th Street in Cameron and second location right off of Highway 79 in Franklin, are retail sellers of Durskin portable buildings and CNH carports. Need extra space? Need to protect your vehicles from hail damage? Texas Resale Company can design one just for you. Rent-to-own options available, no credit checks, low down payments. Call Terry Gellner at 979-255-6083. Check out Texas Resale Company of Cameron and Franklin. Call now.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Mark Burns Laywell Funeral Home has been serving Central Texas families since 1908, and they're now expanding their family to better serve yours. Susan Hendrickson's joined the staff and talks about her role as pre-planning specialist.
I am helping families plan and prepare ahead of time for an inevitable event that we're all going to face one day. If you don't have your plan in place ahead of time, your family members are left to have to make those decisions, and there are times that family members don't always agree.
Call Mark Burns Laywell Funeral Home at 697-3661.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. The number here in the studio is 254-697-6633. If you got a comment or question, I've got Wayne Kyle, American Valor Foundation, the father of Chris Kyle, a man in his own right, talking about his son and the foundation and what it does. I had asked the question before the break. American Sniper, the movie, directed by Clint Eastwood, as depicting his son, as to whether what the percentage was of accuracy or not. And so let's talk to Wayne and see what he says about that. Wayne, be careful.
Yeah. Well, I will say one thing about the movie. Our family, and when I say our family, I'm talking about my wife and I and our youngest son, Jeff, and his family.
He's law enforcement in Waco, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we salute you out there.
He served in the Marine Corps for 8 years, right, and then became a police officer. But we have, number one, none of us profited in any way from that movie. A lot of people think that we get royalties or whatever. We don't. We do not get a thing, nor did we have any say in the movie. We had the opportunity to meet Clint Eastwood and Bradley Cooper before the movie actually came out. And, you know, things were said, and it was a very waste of time. But Bradley Cooper was portraying Chris, and sitting across the table from him, I told him, I said, I will tell you one thing. You do anything to dishonor my son in any way, and I will unleash hell on you. Well, I should have said that to Clint Eastwood, too. It was just to Bradley Cooper. But the only thing that we can say positive about the movie is that it did portray the struggles that our men and women go through in battle. And unless you are a family member of a man or woman that is serving or has served, you really don't fully understand, you know, what I'm referring to. But
well, Wayne, I got a question. I get the vibe about the director. How about the actor who portrayed it? How are we with that? Good portrayal?
No.
No. So
the movie, there's an individual that's in the movie, and he played one of Chris's teammates, and he actually was one of Chris's teammates, and he went by the call sign Dauber. Well, Dauber was asked to be the technical expert regarding anything with the SEALs. Mm-hmm. And then when they brought him on set, you know, then they actually asked him then to play himself in the movie. Well, Dauber's a close friend of ours, has been, even when he was active with Chris, we knew him. And he would call me usually once a week and kind of give me an update on what was going on and everything, and just to chit-chat. And he would always tell me at the end of our conversation, he'd say, Wayne, don't forget, it's Hollywood. So I kind of had the idea that they were taking a true story that was in Chris's own words, that's in print, and making it into something else.
Wait, let me ask this. Because he's your son, I understand the relationship and the personal protection. Watching the movie, did it put a bad image, or is it wasn't accurate? Do you understand my question?
You're talking to somebody that was part of Chris's life.
Yeah, I get that. That's why I asked it the way I did.
And I can't.
Did they do anything that was negative? Maybe that should be just the standard question.
About Chris?
About Chris.
Probably not. A lot of the things that were in the movie that Chris supposedly did in the movie didn't actually occur.
That would be my question to you, Wayne. Did they ever portray him in a fashion that you felt brought shame on the Kyle name?
Yes, that's it. It may not be accurate, but as long as it didn't bring shame.
Chris?
Yes. Did they
Chris,
ever?
Chris, no. Jeff, yes.
Hmm.
I don't know if, you know, and
I got to watch this movie again.
It's a very small, insignificant part, but they showed in the movie that Chris and Jeff met on the tarmac in country. Mm-hmm. And they portrayed Jeff as kind of this sniveling little coward.
I remember what you're talking about.
And I will tell you, and not just because Jeff's my son also, wasn't a hair's difference between Chris and Jeff, you know, in what they were. Chris had a lot more opportunities, and he would be the first to tell you that, you know, brought him the recognition that he received. But that's how they portrayed Jeff. And we got to see the movie before it was actually released. They did allow my wife and I and Jeff and his wife to see it. The very next day, I called Bradley Cooper. I had his number. And boy, I went off on him about the way they portrayed Jeff. And he said, I agree.
What did Jeff say to it?
Well, Jeff didn't. I mean, you know, you sat there. Jeff knew what he had gone through. He had two deployments in the Middle East. You know, Chris had four.
One is enough.
Yeah. But Jeff knew what he had done. He knew his mind. And he sat there. And we sat there with him and saw this. And, I mean, you know, what do you say? It's going to go out to millions of people.
Well, this is why the microphone's important right now. I want you to clarify what you think should have been the correction. And you did. You said,
well,
he's just like Chris.
Oh,
it's just they portrayed it a certain way.
Jeff, you know, and Jeff will probably be the first to tell you that a lot of what he is today, Chris made him that way because when they were young, Chris used to beat the dog out of Jeff.
That's a good brother right there. That's a good brother.
That's what we do.
And
that's what you do. That's right.
I mean, we constantly had to tell him, take it outside. You know, if you want to fight, take it outside. But, you know, it was one of those deals that, going back to what Dauber said, Dauber's real name is Kevin Lace. Kevin wrote a book, I think it was called The Last Punisher, but tremendous book, and Kevin is a tremendous individual, he and his wife and family. We thank the world of them.
Hey, Wayne, the clock is merciless. Is that the proper word? It does not give me any leniency.
Okay.
I'm about to go to, I got 2 minutes. What I'd like you to do with the 2 minutes is explain the foundation, how people can help you to help others. Ladies and gentlemen, this foundation helps first responders, military, and their families. And so I'll leave it to Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, when we formed the foundation, it was based on supporting veterans and first responders and their respective families. And that's what we've done. And we have no paid employees. Everybody, the only person that we pay is once a year, I pay a CPA to do our income tax. And if you've ever been involved in a nonprofit, you need to know that the government, you know, is looking over your shoulder. And so we hire a CPA to do that. But other than that, everybody's volunteer. So the donations we receive, we turn around and are able to give them back.
Now, I believe in what the American Valor Foundation is doing. Wayne here, and you stop me if I'm wrong, believes in what I'm doing here.
Yes.
And Wayne supports the program. Wayne, I hope it continues. But if it doesn't, that's fine too. But I want you to support him. He supports me because there's a lot that can be done out there. There are people who are hurting, and we've got programs. Wayne's is one of them, American Valor Foundation. You have money. You know you do. Look in the mirror. Start talking to yourself. What are you going to do with that money? You can't take it with you into the grave. Let's start helping people. That's what it's all about. So if you got money, don't know what to do with it, pick a foundation. And Wayne's is a great one, the American Valor Foundation. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. True stories coming up. El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Matthew Cole has been serving Cameron and the Milam County area with lawn services for over 25 years. Now, he's expanding into welding and fabrication. With 5 years' experience in that regard, he can help you with 24-7 mobile welding services, emergency repairs, equipment repairs, custom fabrications, trailer rebuilds and other trailer work, custom metal art, and more. For all your welding and fabrication needs, turn to a name you already trust in Matthew Cole with Scrappy Welding. Call 254-482-1935 to see how they can assist you.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Man, I got a wild crew in here. They're awesome. Seasoned Oaks boats, spokes. I'm blessed to be in the presence of them. This is one of our favorite segments of the program, besides the scratch and sniff section.
Oh, God. It's now known as the Joe Biden.
She really comes unnerved about that saying.
We're doing true stories of self-defense. Bill, you got your copy?
I got a copy.
All right, I'm going to do the first one, Shelby, and then we'll go this way. Don't we usually go this way?
Well, it's different every time.
Okay. Well, me and you, it's the same. I'm first, you're second. Here we go. We're going to read. These are cold reads of true stories of self-defense. And I want you to identify. This one, I think, is from 1962. I want you to pay attention to the caliber of weapon, the type of weapon, and shot placement. Modern-day shooters are always in the knees, or they miss it, or somebody ends up wounded. These people have trained. Their fathers have trained them, and they're good shots. Story number one. 3 hours before he died, a recently paroled safe robber admitted two thefts previous to the one in which he had been shot. With a cotton sack over his head and a 12-gauge shotgun in his hand, he had entered the Hartsville, South Carolina grocery where Mrs. Lillian Cassab, sister of the owner, was visiting and announced a stick-up. Thank you for that. The owner picked up a chair and threw it at the gunman and then closed with him. Mrs. Cassab found the caliber 32 pistol kept in the store and fired four shots, three of which mortally wounded the would-be thief. Talk about accuracy and shot placement. Woo! Go ahead, Shelby.
You got my mic.
I got your mic.
All right, it's my turn. Three men entered an Oakland, California liquor store and demanded money. When one leveled a gun at him, Clayton Burroughs reached for his revolver. He kept behind the counter and exchanged eight shots with the holdup. The man dropped with bullets in his head, chest, leg. Whoa, whoa.
No wonder you like that story. But look at it. We have a revolver, right? Mm-hmm. In this story, we have a revolver 38. Was that what it was? Revolver, and eight shots. Okay, probably a 22. Also, the first story was a 32 pistol. So you see the different types of weapons, but the shot placement is great. I guess we go this way?
Me?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I got next one. After being awakened by the sound of shattering glass at 5 a.m., William Parrish, a New York City barber with quarters to the rear of his shop, picked up his 22 rifle, that was my first gun when I was eight, and went into the shop to investigate. There he surprised an intruder who tried to escape through the broken window. When Parrish's commands to stop went unheeded, he shot the would-be burglar to death.
What a painful
good month for this article.
22 rounds hurt, I imagine.
Bill, you've been with me for 3 years. What did the guy do first?
Come on, Bill. He got his gun before he went to investigate.
Oh, yeah,
it's a program.
Absolutely, yeah. He went and got his gun first.
Remember I said last time that you really liked that saying? I said... sometimes bullets are like Tylenol that take a little time to work.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Melinda, go ahead.
All right, this one's short. Don Caparelli, owner of a radio and television service shop in Greensville, South Carolina, surprised two yeggs. What's a yegg?
That's
an old-timey term for a safecracker
lingo.
Or a burglar.
It's okay.
1894 on the
Okay, surprise. Two yeggs trying to break into the shop's back door and at the point of a 22 rifle marched the pair off to jail. Boring!
Yay!
Sorry. But once again, 22 caliber rifle. It was probably a Marlin.
I did a lot of hunting with a 22 rifle and 22 hollow points make an awful hole.
Yeah, they do.
Okay there, Wayne. Go ahead, buddy.
George Napil was in the upstairs office of his supermarket in Berwyn, Illinois, a Chicago suburb, when an employee told him two men were attempting to hold up the store. Napil ran down the stairs and felled one of the bandits with one shot from a .32 revolver. The other escaped.
Excellent.
I'll take one.
That's it. Good deal. Sights on, shot on, one kill, one shot, one kill. All right, Colonel, take it away, sir.
When confronted by an armed man in his liquor store in Tucson, Arizona, Crestwood Lander drew a .32 revolver and forced the gunman and an accomplice to surrender. Lander held the pair at gunpoint while they telephoned the police, but one of the would-be bandits ran away. Questioning the hoodlum who was arrested on the scene led to the capture of the second a few hours later. So he just used his weapon and he didn't have to fire it. And that's the way
too.
Most incidents end, where the armed, burglars are cowards and they comply.
Look, nobody wants to shoot anybody. If somebody does want to shoot somebody, there's a little bit question mark of your process of thought. You want to stop the threat. If you're able to stop the threat and it stopped, mission accomplished. But it's just interesting to see the different types of guns back in the 60s. 32 caliber revolver, 32 auto, all that kind of stuff. Bill, take it away, buddy.
A gunman died in a Chicago hospital after being shot three times by his intended victim, tavern owner Samuel Evans.
Oh, don't mess with a tavern owner, man.
The dead man had attempted to hold up the tavern using a patron as a shield. When the assailant released the customer and moved behind the bar to the cash register, Evans drew a .25 automatic from his pocket and fired five shots.
Mouse gun. Did the job.
So I can shoot you five times as long as it's a .25 auto?
Dude, I don't want to be shot with a pellet rifle.
I've been shot with a .25 auto, and you know what? It hurt like hell.
Well, the thing is you have to shoot until the threat stopped.
That's
if the
right.
guy didn't let go of his gun, he's still a threat.
Okay, now, Brian,
even
I got,
if he's
I got
been
a question.
Unconscious for
I got a
while.
Question about that. Somebody breaks in. I shoot them and they fall and they bounce. They're still moving. I shoot again and their reflexes are going. They keep moving. They seem to stop
don't
after the, they seem to stop after the 15th round.
Well, I don't even know what to say, but yeah, every time, of course, when you do shoot them, they're going to move, right?
So,
well, if they don't separate,
yes,
yeah, if they don't separate from their weapon, they're still a threat.
But remember, and
now Shelby asked a question: can you get in trouble for shooting excessive at a threat? Absolutely.
Yes.
The whole key is: if it took me the threat of the gun to stop the threat, threat's over. If I had to shoot and they submit, threat's over. If they keep reaching for the gun, multiple shots, I'm okay until the threat is over.
I watched a video of a guy and he's shot, laying on the floor, but the gun's still in his hand. The guy starts to step over him to shoot at an accomplice, and the guy raises the gun up and shoots
Bam!
The guy at point-blank range up through his stomach and killed him. So if he's not separated from the weapon, he's a threat.
Just remember, you are not in the wrong for somebody breaking into your house, okay? Next story. Seemingly complying with the demand of two hold-up men to empty his cash register, Saul Lippman, operator of a Notions store in Camden, New Jersey, came up with a .22 pistol instead. He fired one shot He fired one shot over the heads of the pair as they fled empty-handed. Let me tell you something. New York, Chicago, California, you'll be breaking rocks for doing that. If you're going to shoot, make it count.
All right. Back to me. A youthful gunman forced Stan Baker, proprietor of Stan's Gun Shop, Seattle, Washington, to turn over $21, some ammunition, and a pair of pistols. But as the thieves turned to leave, Baker grabbed a .45 and downed him with a leg shot.
Yeah.
Approximately 2 years ago, he successfully warded off two robbers, killing one and wounding the other.
Yeah, let me tell you something. We just changed from a .32 to a classic 1911 .45, because back in the day, it was probably either a government revolver or a 1911. The 1911 has the best trigger ever devised in mankind's history when it comes to firearms. And he shoots him in the leg. So this is odd. This is odd. Can't say it doesn't happen. But with
as a gun shop owner, maybe he knew he could just down him with the leg shot.
Never do that. Never wing him. Never wing him.
Well, but it was a youthful kid. You know, it's a kid. And maybe he didn't want to kill the kid.
Yeah, maybe that's why they put youthful gunmen.
Whatever.
Moving on.
Brian,
let me ask you a question. In a situation like that, it says that as the thief turned to leave, if he turned away and was walking away and was shot, how would that be?
Well,
that's why I shot him in the leg.
This is the thing. Before our body cams came out, you know, people were always, you'd see the high profile shootings around Chicago, New York, LA, wherever, these big cities. They bring grandma out. She's crying with his eighth grade picture. Said, they shot my baby in the back 6 times. Well, then the body cam's released, and it shows a youthful kid doing a bad decision, running from the police with his arm extended, shooting at the rear.
Okay.
And the officers had to shoot him in the back because there is a threat.
Yeah.
But there was, if there's no threat, you know, it's going to be up to the trial by your the jury. The jury trial is going to determine that.
All right, I got 30 seconds. Any further comment on that?
Yeah, since the guy had just given him 2 pistols, so the guy had the merchandise, and he was turning to leave with the merchandise, committing a felony, and he shot him to stop him from escaping. Mm-hmm. And I think that's legitimate under some law.
Yeah. Okay, look, we're going to a hard break. I got 4 or 5 more stories to talk about. When we come back, we'll do that, and then we've got announcements before the top of the hour. So give me a call, 254-697-6633.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Attention to detail, customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Adventure Radio program. Finish up the program. Final segment. If you got a comment or a question or a true story yourself, give me a call. 254-697-6633. I have a handful of true stories for myself from New York. Very interesting. Very life learning. It's pretty cool. But right now we're doing True Stories of Self-Defense. I believe it's from the American Rifleman's 1962 copy of The Armed Citizen. Brian, are we up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
It's a great segue. You said you have a handful of stories. Well, holding in his hand, holding his hand in his jacket pocket to indicate he could be armed, a man demanded money from Daniel Pitcher in the latter's Philadelphia pharmacy. Pitcher quickly produced a .32 revolver and the gunman disappeared. So don't bring a hand puppet finger in a jacket to a gunfight.
A gunfight.
The pharmacist wasn't going to be packing.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I've seen videos of them guys packing for sure.
Oh, they should because they got the drugs.
Okay, refusing to be intimidated by two bandits, one of them armed, who demanded money in his Milwaukee tavern, Vincent Cataruccia pulled a .38 caliber from under the bar and ordered the pair not to move. When one of the yeggs started to flee, Cataruccia fired a warning shot into the ceiling. The pair then remained stationary until police arrived.
If you're going to pull it, use it.
That's Bill's people. Cataruccia.
I was going to say, man. Talk to us. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Bill, yo, Huffman.
That's pretty good.
We're talking Italiano here, and you're missing the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Are these Sicilians?
Oh, my God.
Are these from the island or the mainland? What's the deal? What's his name? Cataruccia?
Cataruccia.
Oh, God, I love that.
He farted into the ceiling.
Cataruccia. Cataruccia.
Okay.
All right.
And it's not Vincent, it's Vincenzo.
Okay, that's enough. I'm running out of time.
Vincenzo Cataruccia.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Hospitalized and in serious condition with two gunshot wounds was a man who attempted to rob a grocery store owned by William Burchett near Wytheville, Virginia. After stealing a car, the bandit entered the store, pulled a gun, and demanded cash. Burchett reached for a .38 he keeps over the cash register and began shooting.
Sounds good to me.
Close range, not a lot of marksmanship here. Complying with the demand of an armed bandit, Joe DeCure, manager of a beverage store in Beaumont, Texas, emptied the contents of his cash register into a paper sack. But when the gunman told DeCure to get his wallet, the manager pulled from his pocket his .25 caliber pistol and shot the bandit in the chest.
Now, back then, they didn't have body armor. A .25 caliber bullet's going probably at 600.
About
right?
Yeah, 600, 700. Yeah, they weren't fast.
It's going to hurt, though.
God, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
We got one story from the interweb.
Armed Good Samaritan shoots suspect who allegedly knocked out an elderly man in a restaurant bathroom. A licensed gun owner shot a man at a Texas smokehouse who allegedly knocked an elderly man unconscious in the bathroom. Just after noon, the Leon County Sheriff's Office received a call from Woody's Smokehouse in Centerville. That's just down the road.
I was there yesterday.
Yeah, about shots being fired. Authorities said suspect Kevin Anderson entered the barbecue joint that day in a harassing manner and aggressively approached several customers inside the store. Anderson's from Houston. Oh, well, he didn't know any better, bless his heart. Anderson reportedly went into Woody's bathroom and began assaulting an elderly male, knocking him unconscious onto the tile floor and continued assaulting him. A man with an LTC then became involved and tried to stop Anderson from continuing his attack on the unconscious man. Well, there's your ticket right there. Anderson allegedly turned his aggression towards the armed man, knocking him to the floor and continuing to assault him. Shame on the armed man. Don't you know the 21-foot rule, you idiot? Okay. The man carrying the gun pulled out his weapon during the attack and fired off two shots at the suspect. What is that? In his general vicinity? In his hemisphere?
I don't know about you guys, but I get total pleasure and satisfaction with the thought or the reading of or the participation of pulverizing a piece of scum like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he comes in, hi, I'm a jerk, I'm from Houston, this is how we do.
It brings great joy to my heart to see something like that eliminated.
Yep.
Okay.
I hope it was eliminated. I don't know. He fired two shots. It doesn't say.
In the vicinity.
In the vicinity.
Wayne, let's go back to you, partner. We had some announcements or some clarification or details we wanted to give about what the American Valor Foundation provides.
I could tell you story after story after story of, you know, people that we've helped and everything. But like I said, we are an all-volunteer, no-paid employee foundation. So what we receive, we're able to give back. And we welcome any and all donations. Go to AmericanValorFoundation.org. There's a button you can hit there to donate, and proceeds come directly to us. You can, while you're there, you can sign up for the newsletter. We do a newsletter once a month and kind of give ideas of what's going on, upcoming events, try to have a special story every month. So we welcome hearing from people. Email you can send to AmericanValorFoundation@gmail.com, and that comes directly to my wife and I. So, and we respond. Most of the time, my wife has to. It depends on what you say in the email. My wife may have to censor it before I hit send, but we do respond.
Okay, Colonel, I know you had an announcement as well. Go ahead.
All right. Both my wife and I are cancer survivors. She's a two-time breast cancer survivor, and I just had a little cancer on an eyelid. But once you've had cancer, you're never quite the same. The Surviving and Thriving Cancer Retreat, and it's September the 15th through the 17th, 2023. So it's coming up here very quickly, a couple weeks. It's going to be at Summer Mill Retreat and Conference Center, 7441 Farm to Market, 1123 in Belton, out southeast of Belton. And come enjoy a retreat for cancer survivors, no caregivers, the newly organized or to newly diagnosed or longtime survivors, any type of cancer, are welcome to participate. And they can accommodate both male and female survivors. It's a $75 fee, which covers a portion of the cost of the retreat. It includes excellent food and lodging. You will enjoy meeting new friends and hearing great programs and celebrating survivorship. They have speakers come in that do programs for them. For more information, you can go to or send an email to SNT Cancer Retreat. That's Surviving and Thriving, SNT cancerretreat@gmail.com, or they can call Kathleen at 254-760-5623, 254-760-5623, for more information about this. And it's a pretty good time. I normally would make banana pecan pancakes for Sunday morning, but we're going to be gone this time. I happen to have a 55th reunion at the Air Force Academy. So,
you know, Colonel, because time is short, and since you just got done with the mic, I want to make a comment. Very soon, probably in the latter part of October, the Colonel is very good at this. We're going to break down politics. Who's running for what? What does it mean to get this person elected as compared to the other person? We'll have a breakdown of who they are, what they do, and his opinion as to who should be in office to best uphold the constitutions of both the state and the country. Is that correct, Colonel?
Well, the next election is in the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, and it's a constitutional off-year thing. The primaries will start in March of 24, but this November of 23 coming up, there will be at least 14 constitutional amendments for choices by the voters. So we'll have some recommendation and discussion of those 14 recommended
amendments. And we'll talk about it in the ensuing weeks. Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group. Melinda, you want to put anything out there real quick?
Just give us a call. We're here to help. 254-899-9944. And if you want to hear any specific topics that I can research and bring to the table, I'd be happy to consider that.
Okay, and if you forget that, you go to aaronsgunshop.com and check out the radio show page. Enter a link. We'll be right there. Shelby, What's the link they can get a hold of the survey for maybe changing things in the beginning of the day?
So it's still up until the very end of August. It's KMIL.com. The customer survey link is short 10-question survey. Just ask about your favorites and your from 1 to 10, your top favorite things about the station. What could they improve on? It's a very popular. It's very top when you go on today's local news. It's very easy to find. Click on the link. Quick questionnaire.
If you want more of this on a daily basis, go ahead. Fill out the survey. Promote it. And we'll see what we can do. No need to waste the time. Let's put some good stuff out there. Everybody, Brian, thank you so much. Bill, Ditch Doctor. Wayne, thank you for coming in. Wingman, you're awesome. Shelby, fantastic. Always keeping me in check. You, the listening audience on Facebook, thanks for watching. You, the listening audience on both. We're simulcasting and you're also listening online. Thank you so much. Don't forget, if you got money and don't know what to do with it, the American Valor Foundation, donate there. Morningstar Ranch, donate there. Aaron'sGunShop.com, go to the radio show page, scroll down the middle of the page, donation button if you feel led, monthly basis. Thank you very much. Until then, until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.